What's the Evernote temporary trash can? Glad you asked. That's what we're talking about today. Hi, this is Frank Buck, and this is the place to be if you want to get organized and make it look easy. First off, don't look for the term Evernote temporary trash can. You're not going to find it anywhere because it's not an Evernote thing. It's a tag that I use that helps me keep Evernote clean, and I think you're going to like it too. First, a little background. You and I often have paperwork that is of temporary value. I have here a set of instructions on assembling an office chair. Well, I want to hang on to this just in case I run into any problems or there are problems a few weeks down the road, but it's nothing that I want to keep long-term in my general reference system. So when I published my first book, I talked about devoting one filing cabinet drawer to this kind of temporary paperwork. One drawer with a set of 26 folders, A to Z. So this Work Smart office chair would go in the W folder. So a couple of months down the road, if the chair happens to fall apart and I want to put my hand on those instructions, I can go to that one particular filing cabinet drawer, pull out the W folder, and here this is. Now, once a year, I go through and throw away whatever is of no value anymore. I have a repeating annual task to look at those temporary files and see what is no longer useful, throw it away. Anything that does seem to be of lasting value goes in my general reference system. Well, when the book came out, a reader referred to that particular technique as the temporary trash can. I like the term, so the name has stuck. And I carried that concept over into the digital world. So when I started using Dropbox, for me, its use was to hold supporting documents for current projects. And in it, I created a folder called temporary trash can. Along the same lines, if I receive a Google Doc or a Google Sheet or a Google Slide presentation that is of temporary value, I have a temporary trash can folder in Google Drive. And on my list, I have an annual repeating task, not only to purge that temporary trash can that's in paper form, but purge that temporary trash can that's in Dropbox and the temporary trash can that's in Google Drive. Most of what's in there gets deleted. Things that remain because they're of lasting value get moved to the permanent reference system. Paper goes into the general reference filing cabinet and digital items go into OneDrive, and that temporary storage is back to empty again. Well, I find I have less and less in those temporary trash cans that I've talked about because of how I use Evernote. The easy tagging function in Evernote makes having a temporary trash can notebook obsolete. Here's why. I'm holding in my hand a copy of the local high school football schedule. Now, in the pencil and paper days, I would put that schedule in the temporary trash can, probably under F for football. I'd like to have access to it during the upcoming football season, but when the season is over, I don't need it anymore. So when I do my annual purge of those 26 folders, it would get thrown away. But here's what I would do in Evernote. I pull out my phone and snap a photo of that schedule. It's just like I've scanned it. And when it shows up in Evernote on my desktop computer, I'm not going to put it in a temporary trash can notebook. Instead, I tag it temporary_trash_can. All of the tags that I use punctuation so that everything looks like it's one word. So no spaces in any tag. It just simply makes search easier. So temporary trash can with underscores between those words. In the body of the note, I put a delete date in this format. Delete, colon, the year, slash, month, slash, the day. And then I could also tag it something like ENT dash football, ENT standing for entertainment, and put it in my entertainment notebook. That's just how I think of it. If you're an avid football fan, you might have an entire notebook devoted to football. I have a task that repeats monthly to simply click the temporary trash can tag and delete anything that is no longer of value. I have a post for you next month that's going to explain more about the tagging system that I use in Evernote. Let's look at just a few of the things that you would see if you clicked the temporary trash can in my Evernote setup. When I click the temporary trash can tag, here's a rehearsal schedule for a program in which I'm in the orchestra. When the production is over, there's no need to save the rehearsal schedule. So I've tagged it temporary trash can and included the date that it's okay to delete it. Next up is a digital gift card. After I've redeemed the card, there's no reason to keep it. Next up is a close-up of a rental car from a vacation. There are a few scratches when we rented it, so I took a picture and saved it in Evernote. After the car's been returned and several months have gone by with no complaints about the condition when we return the car, I can delete the note. Next, I have a screenshot of an email offering a special on brake services for the car. Now, I needed to take my car for routine maintenance anyway. And if they happen to recommend brake work, I wanted to be able to have that coupon handy, so I saved it in Evernote. But since after the service is over, I no longer need the note, I gave it the temporary trash can tag. Because of this one tag, temporary trash can, I don't have to put all these temporary items in one place. The football schedule can go with other items pertaining to football. The picture of the rental car can go in the notebook for the trip to Maui. The gift card can go in a notebook with other notes related to dining out. Clicking the temporary trash can tag brings them all front and center again. This technique helps me keep Evernote clean and up to date. So what's a tagging trick that you use with Evernote? Leave me a comment. If you like what you're getting here, there's plenty more where that came from. If you're not already on my email list, come over to frankbuck.org and join so that you never miss a thing. I think you'll be delighted with the first two gifts that you get. And every week you hear from me about new content. Subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel so that you're the first to experience new stuff. Thanks for stopping by. This has been Frank Buck, helping you get organized and make it look easy.